All right, so you guys have all done something that I have done, and I wanted to bring this up, or you've not done this, you've actually had this before, and I'm speaking of...
Double team?
Dog ownership.
Oh, yeah.
Because...
Man, that story you told last week, or earlier this week, was incredible.
Oh, the one I found?
Yeah.
That's a happy ending, man.
Most people wouldn't take the time to do that. They would just think, probably got out. He'll find his way home.
And you know what? Until
this dog was about to die.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he was going to die. It was so hot.
Oh. Yeah. Until I owned a dog, I probably wouldn't have. I may have called someone or tried to do something about it, but there's no way I would have picked him up and taken him home and done all that. But now, there's no question I would.
Yeah.
Being a dog owner now.
And I think everybody picks up strays, don't they, though?
No.
If you see a stray walking around.
That dog had been out there for hours, and Corby was the only one who went and gave water and
food. None of my sorry-ass neighborhood would.
I picked up one about 3 months ago on vacation.
Did you really?
Yeah. It was when we went down to Fredericksburg, and we were out on a walk, and there was a little puppy just walking around following us, and no owner anywhere in sight. And so I picked it up and I shot it. It was crazy. No. I picked it up, took it home, and it had a tag, and we kept calling the number over and over to try to find the owner. And after a while, eventually got through to their Houston house. Then they had to make several calls to the person who had it in Fredericksburg, and they came and picked it up.
Wow.
But, yeah, I think I'll always pick up a stray dog.
Yeah, especially if they're in danger like that. Like, it was 105 degrees, you know. I mean, it was miserable out there. So I saw this this guy over a 13-year period of dog ownership. He kept track of exactly how much he spent.
Oh, my God.
Man.
You don't want to do that.
No. Okay, I want you guys to guess. Now, here's what he kept track of. Grooming.
Okay.
Training.
Peanut butter. What does that mean?
A dog treat.
Yeah, he's hungry. He likes peanut butter sandwiches.
What he is calling general uncategorized.
That is. Like toys and stuff?
Not general,
hey, general.
Uncategorized.
Like anything you buy for the dog, collar or toys or something?
Veterinary, medical, daycare, and boarding.
For 13 years.
13 years.
I think he said he almost made it to 14.
What about food?
Yeah, I think that may be
general
uncategorized.
I'm going to guess $40,000.
Could have come up with a category for that.
I'm going to go under that.
Is that low? I may be low.
I'm going to say 25.
Can I up mine to 50? I'm going to up mine to 50.
$50,000?
Yeah.
That's stupid. You're being stupid now.
Wow.
Yes, you are.
$25,000.
It's going to be around 10 grand.
You got a guess?
I'm going to say $1 million.
He never plays right.
Just don't think he understands these games.
He always guesses a billion or a million.
Maybe he's just that stupid. We just don't know.
Are you talking about me?
No, I'm not. I'm not. I was talking
about
somebody else.
No, I'll say, I think it is kind of in that higher range. I'm going to guess $40,000.
That's crazy.
This guy spent $54,000.
No, I win the doggy sweepstakes.
I was kind of banking on about $4,000 a year or $3,500 a year, something like that.
Yeah. Isn't that incredible to think about it in those terms?
Oh, I get those milk bones. Oh, yeah, he'd love playing with this. You don't keep up with that.
No.
Yeah. And then the vet bills, I was going to ask, did he have any sort of surgery or anything? I think that's very average.
So he broke it down. Daycare and boarding over the years cost him $20,000.
Well, he's going to have a lot of debt. That's a lot, man.
Well, you think about it.
Okay,
I mean, like
13, 14 years? Okay.
Yes.
You go on vacation?
Two or three times a year, you're going somewhere and somebody comes over and stays at your house.
Yeah, is that cray tray?
I mean, it's a couple of $1,000.
He's lost.
Boy, he is. He does look lost.
Hey, Corby, go pick him up and feed him.
Yeah.
He thinks he's
walking.
He thinks he's walking through Trinity
chipped.
Right now.
Yeah.
I think he's selling drugs in there.
Slogging through Nom or something.
Yeah, he looked like the swamp monster the way he was treading water like that.
But yeah, it's going to add up. If it's 13 years, I guarantee you're spending $700-$800 at least on that.
Take care
of
a good one. I even forgot about that when you go out of town or something.
Veterinary medical, he spent $18,000. So, I mean, that's when they get older, if they have to have surgery, or if the medicine that they have to take.
Heartworm pills.
Heartworm pills. Oh, my God, that's so expensive.
I can't believe how much that is. Every time I get sticker shock with that.
I know. And then but if you had to actually have heartworm procedure done, oh, it's like triple that. So it's worth it.
What's a heartworm procedure?
Like when they have to take, they have to be quarantined. They have to take this certain medicine that costs. It's probably not a procedure.
More than a preventative. Yeah,
yeah, it's a lot because we've had to foster dogs that have had to go through heartworm treatment, whatever it is, and it's a beating, man.
Yeah.
Training, $2,000. So you don't have to do that. Grooming, $1,200. That's
I cut down on that.
We do it ourselves. Yeah, we bathe our dogs ourselves.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Just did that yesterday. Awesome.
You don't want any part of that?
We all got the bathtub together.
Oh, that's the way to do it. We just, dude, now it's so hot, you bathe them out in the yard, and, yeah, and it takes 5 seconds to do
does
it.
He,
and then they just.
Does he scrub your back? You turn around, and he just kind of gets the crevices.
It's great.
Tell about the time you were looking for a tick, Corby.
Is this a rant story?
No, it's not. It's just a story. One time I thought my dog Lola had a tick. She was a basset hound and or a flea or something like that. And so she was up on the bed, and I'm petting on her and stuff.
And you were shirtless. You'd come in from outside.
Again, ridiculous add-ons. Gordon, ridiculous add-ons. It's every story. And so I'm rubbing her belly, and I'm like, whoa, is that a flea or a tick? I can't even remember what it was. And so...
You had her laying on her back.
Yes. So I rolled her over on her back.
And it was down in her groin area.
This is a rant story.
I got on my knees to get a closer look, like bed level, and I'm holding her legs.
Her back legs open, trying to find the
And I'm trying to find it, and all I hear is, from behind where the door, the entryway is, I hear from my wife, my God, what are you doing?
Well, looking for a tick.
What? No!
Is he shirtless?
Yeah.
It's not what you think.
Nose level with the vulve.
Okay.
And the other two, balls are kind of straight up in the air, like
right
behind the head.
Oh, Corby,
right. Just smoking.
What's next?
It's not a great moment, but yeah,
some Luther on the stereo.
$54,000.
Boom, 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 boom.
Very believable.
Boom, 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 boom.
Very believable.
Oh, ridiculous.
What do I win for getting the dog sweepstakes?
I think we got some Sim Fighters passes coming your way pretty soon.
You get to go to the pool. You get to go take whatever you
want. Yeah, go dip something in there.
That's usually what I do after school.
Gordon, how many businesses associated with a ticket have you single-handedly taken down?
Not as many as you.
All of them.
No, I haven't. Sim Fighter spent $80,000 on him to voice spots. And to have one remote out there, and they were closed within a week.
Fitty buck with me.
Some yes, sir.
Passes. See, that guy remembers.
Yeah, you're right. Rant guy
never
remembers.
Never forget.
Rant guy.
All right. There is roundtable number one.
It's over?
Which included bestiality and a guessing game.
Jesus, man.